Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Some of the members of the United States Senate are now pushing for a stealth CBDC program that will spy on you. We're going to talk about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, I remember back a couple years ago during COVID and with the World Health Organization and all the stuff with this central bank digital currency and, you know, trying to track all of our movements and the COVID shot and all that. It's like, I thought that was all over.
Yeah, you know, it's not all over. There is a bill, Section 1001 of the Affordable Housing Bill, that the members of Congress really want to pass. And this will be going through the House and Senate, but there are some members of the Senate that have been working to attach an amendment to Section 1001 of the Affordable Housing Bill that would permit a central bank digital currency, also known as a CBDC or programmable digital dollars.
And why are they so excited about this?
Well, there are some globalists there that really want and they think that they should be able to manage everything that you spend, everything that you save.
This is America?
This
Last
is
time I
America,
checked.
Yeah. It certainly wouldn't be America.
It's not communism,
if this passes and becomes a reality.
Right.
So, you know, Senator Mike Rounds, a Republican from South Dakota, said, well, he has other fish to fry instead of protecting your financial privacy from the globalists who want to use the CBDC to spy on and control you by controlling your money. So what does a CBDC do? A central bank digital currency. So it's a centralized bank that has digital currency. So all of your currency is simply electronic. How is that different than, say, swiping a credit card, which is also electronic, or a debit card, which is electronic? Well, it's majorly different. It's the same in the sense that it's electronic. It's very different, however, in the consequences of what it can and will do. First of all, it's centralized. You have credit cards, and they are attached to all different kinds of banks. You could have multiple credit cards in your purse or wallet, and you could have multiple banks that are attached to those credit cards. So there's not any one centralized system. The central bank is a central unified bank. It would be under the government, and it would be a centralized system. So everything goes through that singular source. It's a centralized bank that has digital currency. Now, if you have everybody, say, for example, having a credit card, if you will, let's look at it as a credit card, and they all have the same bank in the United States. Say everyone that has a credit card has one credit card, and that credit card goes to the same bank. We all have the same bank. We all have the same credit card. Just the only difference is it has your name on it versus my name. Imagine that. That means all of the transactions of every American go through a centralized service, but it's not a private service. It's not a private bank, which would be bad enough, by the way, if it was all one bank and it's private. But it's a government bank that would actually be centralized and it would be controlled. So what's the consequences of that? The consequences are significant. And this is what globalists want to accomplish. They want to accomplish absolute control. And how do you have absolute control? Well, you have absolute control of how they spend their money, whether they must spend their money, whether you can save your money. So, for example, you have your money in a savings account and you're getting interest on it. Well, there are then people in the bureaucracy that say you shouldn't be saving your money because that's greedy. It is gathering wealth. And so all that money is sitting there. Let's distribute it. Let's redistribute it. So instead of having an interest rate that actually adds to your money, you can have a negative interest rate that if you don't use your money, instead of having $1,000 that exactly over a number of years starts to accumulate interest, you could have $1,000 that actually depreciates in value.
This sounds blaringly like a communist country.
It is.
What's the difference?
And in fact, this is what happens with the version of the CBDC that China has.
Yeah.
And this is why globalists are really frothing at the mouth to get this, because they have absolute control. So if they don't want you to save money, they can impose a negative interest on you and reverse your interest that you otherwise would have to a negative. So you would lose money the longer you keep your money in the bank account. So you have to take it out and spend it.
And they'd put that money in their own pockets, I would think.
Well, they want you to spend it. So yes, they would be taking it out. Also, if they said, well, you know what, there are certain people that have too much money and there are other people that don't have enough money. So just simply with a couple clips, you know, or with a couple of clicks on your computer, you could transfer money from person A to person B. So you talk about reparations. You hear some of those reparations being talked about. And you could take money from an existing account and put it into somebody else's account to kind of equalize everybody, like a socialist Marxist kind of regime.
Sounds like George Orwell's 1984.
Yeah, punish people who are working hard to actually support people who are not as effective in their work product. So the other thing is, if you are wanting to eliminate greenhouse gases, for example, well, then you have a choice between buying an electric vehicle versus a gas-powered vehicle. Well, if you're only allowed to spend on your account, because everything's digital now, a certain amount of money on a gas-powered vehicle, but you can spend money a lot more on an electric-powered vehicle. They can actually direct and influence how you purchase. Or you can't spend any money on a gas-powered vehicle. You have to only use an electric-powered vehicle. Or alternatively, if you have a gas-powered vehicle, when you go to the gas pump, you've already used your gas quota for the month. So you want to fill up your tank, but it stops at, you know, $2. And it won't go beyond that. Why? Because the central bank digital currency would actually control the currency. It knows exactly what you have done, what you have purchased. If they want you to purchase certain things in the store, say, for example, or at a restaurant, you know, I'm all for healthy eating, but I don't think the government ought to force you to eat in a certain way. But say, for example, you're in California and they don't want you to have sugary drinks. Now, I know you may be all favorful of that, Holly, but that's for your personal. You wouldn't want the government to force people to actually not buy, say, a Coke versus a Diet Coke.
And you wouldn't want them to take away your French fries, would you?
So. Yeah, well, you definitely don't want them to take away your French fries, but they could, you know, under a central bank digital currency.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
So they can control what you buy. So if they want you to buy green, then they'll give you resources on your account. You can buy green with your money. But if you are going to buy something else, no, you can't do that. You can go to the grocery store, fill up your grocery cart with certain foods. But when you come to the checkout, some things actually can be paid and some things can't. You have to send them back. Why? Because somebody has made the decision to not allow it. Take this in the context of the COVID, when we had the churches, like in California, for example, or other places, where they were threatened by the government, if you don't shut down your operation, we are going to turn off the utilities and the water supply. And they actually did that in a church in California, turned off the water supply and the electricity. Now, imagine if they turned off all the church's accounts, and they could do that, but even worse, what if they turned off all the people,
the members,
that actually went there to the service and they shut down their bank accounts?
Yeah.
Guess what the people would do? They wouldn't go back to the church.
So I thought we exited the World Health Organization to avoid this. And now you're saying people in our own Senate are pushing this.
Yeah, they are.
And so where do we go from here?
Well, there is a bill that is a bill that's pending. And it's to block the central bank digital currency. It's the one that is to block the central bank digital currency. Now, Senator John Thune in South Dakota, he's been someone who may need to be primaried, because whenever he comes up for re-election. He's not up for re-election now, but he's standing in the way of the bill that would block a central bank digital currency. And he's also standing in the way of a bill that would be the Save America Act, which provides for safe and secure elections. Basically, you have to get ID in order to register to vote and to vote. So we need to go to the House and Senate and encourage them to protect America from the central bank digital currency. For more information, you can go to lcaction.org. That's lcaction.org. There you can fax. You can send your petition to them as well, lcaction.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.